I have a friend who likes altering my Wikipedia page to put various facts on it.
Yeah.
And I never challenge them, and I just that's the only way I know what my Wikipedia. I don't look. I don't Google myself, so I don't know what's on my Wikipedia page until you're in an interview situation. Someone goes, "Now, is it true that you're an expert on smoked sausages or something like that? Or did you once release an album?"
That's got to be the worst situation to be in. Is he still your friend, this guy?
Oh, yeah, I don't mind. I think it's important that people have a creative outlet. Yeah.
You've got to be on the ball on that show, haven't you, with Hislop snapping around your ankles?
Yeah, well, they're great. I mean, but they're also they're good people to work with. They're quite generous, and they're into it. And what you know, they're just trying to throw as many ideas out there as they can during a show. But you need to be able to join in, I suppose.
Now, of course, you had that much publicised moment on the show with John Bishop, didn't you?
Well, he was mocking me about my children's television roots. I think is that what it was?
Yeah.
And so And then he was. He'd obviously. I've been mishearing his questions and whatever. And so I claimed that his accent was impenetrable. but it was because when you're sitting next there, you can see the auto cue the presenter has. So in the case of John, yeah, I was able to just read it.
Yeah.
Read the script while he was talking, and that made it slightly easier for me to.
Well, was he referring to Balamore? Because you were Archie the Inventor in Balamore, as children will know.
That's right. Children, or indeed people who are now. Well, I'm teenagers, I suppose, adults.
How did you get that role?
Through a rigorous audition process. It was sort of like being in a Mike Leigh film. I had to live the part for 6 months. I knew the guy that was producing. I was doing stand-up in Edinburgh, and Brian Percy was his name, and he said... No, Brian Jamieson. Brian Percy was his stage name. Brian Jamieson, he said, I'm making this thing. Would you like to audition for it? So I thought, oh, that must be how it works. I was doing a sort of stand-up show in BBC Scotland at the time with Frankie Boyle and people. So I thought, oh, this must be the way it works. You do one thing and then you do another thing and then maybe another thing. But actually I did Balamore and then, yeah, nothing for ages, really.
Anybody listening to you now would think, now is that Mars Chap or is that somebody from just down the road maybe who's been to Oakham School and who's the son of a minister who...
Well, all those things are true, I suppose.
Yes. But I mean, you're so laid back. You're nothing like the likes of Jason Manford or Frankie Boyle, but you're still doing the same sort of job as them.
Yeah, I mean, the same sort of job. I mean, just sort of different jokes to different people, I suppose. I don't know if I am. I know I sometimes sound and seem laid back, but there's, you know, I suppose it's a thing about trying to sort of. You start when you do comedy and you're just trying to think of anything that you can say or you're trying to manufacture opinions, and gradually you sort of develop your own voice and realise what it is that you sort of do. And I think, you know, you go on a lot of programmes where people just speak in paragraphs. Or sort of on the news quiz or something, people speak, you know, big reams of stuff. So I sort of, doing things like that, I developed a style where I'd occasionally just sort of pop in with a little... You know, a little couplet on something and just try and just try to throw something into the mix, because I don't really want to go to the effort of competing with people that are sort of on the rampage.
So when you were at Oakham School, Miles, and you were doodling away in your spare moments, were you thinking...
laughs.
Was it?
Well, it was perfectly fine.
This is what you always aspired to do. Your careers advisor always said, Miles, you will be funny. You'll make people laugh.
Well, I know I used to get reports saying, you know, this boy could do a lot more work, to be honest, and he could spend less time being cheeky. And I mean, it sounds like it was a report written in the 1950s, but I remember getting a report from a tutor saying something like, this boy needs to learn that native wit will not always carry the day, which bizarrely was written in about 1997. My drama teacher from Oak, Dave Smith, has always been a great sort of encourager. Is that a word, an encourager?
He always
offered great encouragement to me. And people like him that were part of Oakham when I was there, since I've left, I mean, you know, great, you know, come to my gigs and stuff like that, and you start to think, oh, yeah, people, you know, this is a proper job, actually, after a while. But, yeah, when you're at school, you can't, although... You're slowly maybe building up an arsenal of skills that can be deployed later time. I imagine at the time it's just really irritating for people when you're just putting your hand up and asking stupid questions.